people were competing for video game supremacy by pumping quarters into arcades on boardwalks, laundromats, and their local VHS rental stores since the 1980s. But gamers making a real living playing them? That's a different story. Adam Fletcher is director of communications at The Coalition, the studio that develops content for the popular Xbox One title Gears of War 4.
Esports has kind of evolved, so you tend to see that, you know, prize pools are going up, events are becoming bigger, more things are on the line for the players.
It said the grand prize for the first ever esports event was a year's subscription to Rolling Stone magazine. For the Atlantic City Gears Pro Circuit event, 64 teams of five were competing for a $70,000 top prize. Evolved? I'd say.
We have guys here that do this for a living because they're signed with very large organizations that actually, you know, keep them and pay them to continue to practice and play.
Fletcher says teams are traveling from all over the world to compete in Gears of War.
We have teams from Latin America, we have teams from Europe and France and so forth, and in the UK, and it's awesome to see, like, everyone kind of moving together, playing the game for money, and to hang out with other people within the community and meet up with friends.
An impressively expensive number of Xbox accessories and monitors make up the spaces used for a Gears esports event. There's a main stage where the best teams compete. To color commentary.
It's going to be Excels that does it. Double kill for Excels. He gets the revive to suit as well. And now it's going to be frag out. Big one versus one right now. Can he come out on top in that one? He's going to back roll, realizing, hey, I have a teammate support. All I need to do is take out my pistol. He's going to get that kill.
John Kefalukas calls Gears of War pro circuit events. Like commentators in other sports, he was once a pro player.
I started streaming on Justin TV at the time. That then became Twitch TV, which is now a massive online platform for video game live streaming. That's what really helped me start to get comfortable in front of a camera, was this online platform, learn how to talk, learn how to be confident, how to speak to an audience and kind of engage with the community. And then next thing you know, I had a microphone and I was doing it kind of professionally, if you will, or at a little bit higher level as a broadcaster and commentator for actual competitions.
Many would say that Optic Gaming are the New York Yankees of the Gears Pro Circuit. Nick Ridgway is Team Optic's coach.
I scout other teams, I watch what they're doing, take notes, keep track of, you know, any tendencies that I might see.
Gamers know him as Optic Ashes. He changed his major in college to stake his claim in esports.
I actually switched my degree to psychology to help better understand how people think, better relate to my players, better be able to convey information to them. And from there, it's just been kind of a passion.
Optic Gaming's strongest competitor is Team Envious. Envious coach Ryan Fool says the esports scene is nothing to scoff at.
The numbers speak for themselves, right? You can see the kind of the growth pattern esports is on. I think right now I read that we're on a similar trajectory that the NBA was, for example. You're seeing all kinds of large leagues come up with that are having investors like, you know, NBA owners, right? Or large scale, like, you know, Morgan Stanley's doing, you know, valuations on esports, right? Like, you see the big players getting in, and I think that's just because you can't ignore how big it's getting.
With 64 teams and only 12 receiving cash, that leaves a lot of gamers like Levant from Brooklyn empty-handed. But for him, it's less a job, more vacation.
As you get older, obviously your responsibilities, your bills, all that come into play. For me, I'm actually a little lucky. I work as an EMT. So personally, I work 3 days a week. I do three doubles. This way I have 4 days off. This way I could always arrange a weekend off if I ever wanted to come to these events.
With the pressure on his shoulders, and he goes down
as well. Toy is going to be off spawn, I believe. Does he have enough time? I don't think he does.
No,
he's not going to get there. And Optic Gaming will be your Atlantic City champions.
Team Optic took home the grand prize in Atlantic City. Next up is Paris before the final circuit stop in Las Vegas. The grand prize pools for those two events totals in at $325,000. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Meg Santos in Atlantic City.